Well, today I'm talking with Mina Harris, a best-selling author and entrepreneur. Her book, The Truth About Mrs. Claus. Thank you so much for talking with me here today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Amalia the elf loves everything about making teddy bears. What else does she love in this book?
She loves writing stories about teddy bears, and as you know, because you read it, she loves everything about teddy bears except the bear-making part and the challenge is that she comes from a teddy bear-making family. So this is the big problem that she's trying to solve.
And is it true that this story was born on Christmas Day?
Yes, that is a true story. all of my kids' books are inspired by my own life, both my own childhood as well as my family. I have two little girls, and on Christmas morning a couple years ago, my daughter asked, you know, what is Mrs. Claus doing while Santa delivers presents all over the world? And, you know, it's like six or we're trying to get them to, you know, ask these questions, raising them in a feminist household, ask them, where are the women? What are they doing? Why don't we know about them? But it's like, you know, 6 or 7 a.m. with these kids trying to open presents, and I sort of jokingly responded, well, you know, she's an entrepreneur. She runs the business. My kids, even at that age, know what an entrepreneur is because of me. But, you know, it was a funny moment that turned into a real question for me that, you know, really got me thinking, like, why is it that we never really hear about Mrs. Claus? We don't even know her first name. I won't ask you that question because you've read the book, so you know the answer. You know what her real name is. But I certainly didn't until I wrote this book. And, you know, what if Christmas couldn't be the special day that it is without her contribution? And that's really what evolved into this story that, you know, I'm really proud of, and that it's so much more than a cutesy holiday story. It's definitely that, and I wanted it to be a cutesy holiday story, but it's also about, you know, finding truth in your purpose while acknowledging, you know, the impact of family tradition and family legacy and the importance of that. But it's also about finding your own way, even if that means reshaping other people's expectations. And in that way, it's also, you know, about intergenerational learning and growth. There's just so much in there that's more than, you know, what you might expect. And I'm really proud of it in that way.
Oh, for sure. And that's the part of the book that was one, I mean, plus the beautiful illustrations, but the intergenerational relationships, you know, you don't see that a lot in books. And in this book, it really drives it home.
Yeah, that was a really important element for me to include. I think, you know, we are having a lot of interesting dialogue around, you know, intergenerational dynamics and the impact of that on us as kids and adults. But I think often it can be sort of one-sided and really from the perspective of the person impacted by it versus maybe what was influencing or, you know, guiding the folks that came before you and having, you know, curiosity about that and in some cases maybe empathy, right, in terms of what is influencing people. And I really wanted to bring that out for that reason as well as, you know, to acknowledge in terms of my own personal experience, the importance that my grandmother had on me and that I hope, you know, every kid that picks up this book has someone like that in their lives that, you know, they're both learning from and also teaching, but in that way, you know, knowing that they have support and finding their truth and passion in the way that Mrs. Claus does for Amalia. And as I said, my grandmother did for me.
Yeah, you grew up with some strong women, you know, role models in your life. And what are some of your memories of the holidays?
I have such special memories of the holidays. I grew up in a very tight-knit, pretty small family. It was all women. I joke that, you know, it was like the opening scene of the Wonder Woman movie, these incredible, fierce women kind of running around, saving the world and helping each other. And, you know, thinking back on that, it's kind of funny, you know, I joke that like the idea of men in power was foreign to me growing up at home, but we centered Santa, right? Like we actually in my home did not talk much about Mrs. Claus. And I think that speaks to, you know, how deeply ingrained that, you know, cultural, you know, narrative is for us, for those of us that celebrate Christmas, either religiously or not religiously. For us, it was not religious. It was really about, you know, family and community and that special holiday moment. But it's just really fun to kind of look back on. And again, growing up in such a fiercely feminist home, But even sort of those things that we all just kind of accept, right, that they've always been that way, and therefore we're just going to kind of follow those traditions. And so for me, writing books, you know, becoming a parent is so much of that balance of, you know, passing on that legacy and you know, really thinking about how to pass on what was so important for me to my own kids, but also thinking about new ways of parenting and reimagining, you know, those opportunities for my kids. And so that's why this book has been so fun, and a special way, you know, for me to think about that as I continue on in my new experience as a parent. I guess I can't say that anymore. My older daughter is now 6, so I don't think I'm a new parent anymore.
Right. I don't know if you ever get over it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, media. That I think media painted that picture. You know, there was a bunch of old white guys running media throughout, you know, all of time, and so men were always in the forefront. What do you want a child to get when they pick up this book?
Absolutely. You know, it's really, on the one hand, it's kind of a basic message that you might not expect from the title or what you think is the big sort of truth and reveal of Mrs. Claus. It's really about finding your own truth and finding your own purpose, right? And navigating your own way, even if that might mean reshaping other people's expectations. And much of it was inspired by my own childhood questions that I had, you know, growing up, and really about, you know, ultimately finding your purpose and passion, and knowing that can be scary and challenging, especially if you're doing something different, right? If you're right. breaking with tradition. And so I think for me, on the one hand, that can kind of seem like a big, more, you know, adult topic. But on the other hand, I know that so much of this starts in the home. So much of it starts really early on, these questions of, you know, who am I and who am I going to be? And again, without putting sort of pressure on kids to decide, you know, what their career is going to be, it's really these like fundamental things, right, about, you know, being your own person and acknowledging that, you know, each of us is inspired by our circumstances and our family and other experiences that we have, but ultimately finding the strength and confidence and hopefully, you know, support of those around them, whether it's Mrs. Claus or some other figure, you know, to be your true self, right? And to find power and understand that visibility, and not only finding it, but also telling that story is really important for each of us, but also for the others, you know, that you make more visible in doing that. And that's really the mutuality between Amalia the elf and Mrs. Claus, right? Of Amalia also helping Mrs. Claus to tell her story.
Oh, I love it. The truth about Mrs. Claus, Mina Harris is the author. She's the number one New York Times bestselling author, also of Ambitious Girl, a lawyer, an entrepreneur. You got it going on. You can get this book wherever books are sold in your local bookstore. You can get it available online. And where can people reach out to you?
You can find me on social. I'm at Mina on most channels, at M-E-E-N-A on Instagram and Twitter and sometimes TikTok. So I'm on the internet if you want to find me there. And as you said, The Truth About Mrs. Claus is available wherever books are sold. Please support a local bookstore if you can. I know many are selling out as we approach the holidays. You can of course also get it online. And thanks so much just for giving me the chance to tell people more about Mrs. Claus and help spread her truth.
Thank you so much for the conversation. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.